My name is Amelia, and I am proud and curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Welcome to the 7th episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about some crazy things like how socks can boost your natural hair game. Today, we're talking with Amelia. I met this natural beauty at SCAD, and the girl's natural hair is always slaying. On top of that, she is a super talented performing artist and creator. She finally shared some of her secrets today, and what she spills had me shook. As always, stay tuned for the fire round called the Curly Five at the end of this episode, and let's get into it. Hi, Amelia. Thank you so much for joining the show. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Hi, Sierra. I'm so excited to be on the show. This is going to be amazing.
So go ahead and tell everyone about yourself.
So I'm Amelia. I go by Disparate Amelia on all forms of social media. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. On YouTube, I do like vlogs, sometimes fashion videos, mostly about my life. Yes, Monday. I love music. I go to school for performing arts, so I love singing, all aspects of like dance and performance, so that's my thing. And then I also have a Instagram page called Disparate Artistry, where I post a new photo every day, just like detailing my life and the things I see, and like sometimes I comment on things that are not related to the photo. But yeah, if you want to see some photography, follow my page.
Cool. So you're also in my interview series kind of thing. Well, it wasn't even a thing when I did it on YouTube, but we were just stuck from the hurricane, and I talked to you about your hair, you and Corey.
Yes.
So I guess we can go into that more, because we just kind of touched on it in that video.
Yeah, we were curl friends.
Yeah. So let's start back when you were younger. Like, what was going on with your hair? How did you have it? How did you feel about it?
So I've always had very thick hair. And my hair was super long when I was young. I mean, it's pretty long now, but my hair tends to shrink a lot. So I have a little mini fro. But as soon as I came out, even when I came out the womb, I had a head full of hair. It's crazy and ridiculous. And if you look now, my eyebrows kind of connect to my hairline, you know, it's just a lot of hair all the time. But my mom used to do my hair. I used to have all kinds of different hairstyles, like twists and braids. I had little beads at the end, you know, just switching it up and moving it around. So my mom always did my hair until around I think the 7th or 8th grade. And then I started getting into, you know, trying to do my hair myself. I used to put my hair up in buns and things like that. Anything that was easy for me to do and I felt comfortable with. My go-to was twists. My mom would put my hair in twists and I'd keep it in twists for a week and a half and then wash it and then put it back in twists. That was just my thing when I was smaller. And then once I started to do my hair, it was either pigtails or a bun, because that was my skill set at the time.
How old were you?
It was around 7th or 8th grade, so 12-ish, 13.
Okay.
And then actually, let me go back. So on 5th grade, I got my hair straightened for the first time professionally. So that was a new experience for me. I had my hair out, but it didn't last for long. because I like sweated out soon after. Because like I said, my hair is very thick, so like it just puffed up immediately after. But that was a cool
experience. That puffy straight look.
You know, it was like a blowout kind of thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't in style when we were young.
You know,
I had that same thing.
See, but it's cute now. You know, people go for that blowout look now.
Right, but, every time.
That was my first experience with like straightened hair, and then I kept doing my hair myself. And I guess my hair is like super sensitive to heat, because like immediately after I started to continue straighten my hair, it wasn't like an everyday thing, but occasionally I would get my hair straightened and like wear it to church or like wear it to school and those kind of things. And my hair just stopped being curly. Like it was just straight. Like it was like a permanent blowout that happened to my hair. And it was pretty crazy. And I was like, oh, maybe this is just how my hair is. Cause I was kind of young-ish at that time. I was like 13. So I was like, you know, this is probably my hair texture. And then I'm like, no, this is not how your hair is supposed to be coming out your head. It should be like straight all the time. So then I started getting more interested in doing my hair. So I started doing like twists with my own hair or like Bantu knots. My mom would do those for me, and then I would like watch her doing them and like mimic that on my own hair. So I started getting really good at that, and I really loved that curly look. So I was like, you know what, one day, I think like my sophomore year of high school, I realized my hair was like super straight and like my roots were like super curly. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna cut my hair. Just out of the blue. And at that time, my hair, if you stretched it, could like wrap underneath my chin. So I cut my hair to like my nose bridge, basically. So that was like a large proportion of hair that I cut off. But looking back on it now, my hair has grown into its own like curl pattern. And I'm super glad that I cut it off at that time, because now it's grown back and, you know, it's looking how it's looking.
Was that in high school?
Yeah, that was my sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was super sad. I'm like really attached to my hair sometimes. So sometimes when I cut it, I feel like the world is ending. But you know what? It grows back, so.
Was that hard on you in high school? Like, how did other people see you when you cut all your hair off?
It was weird, because throughout high school, like, I never did a protective style until, like, my senior year of high school. Like, I've always just worn my hair out, like, all throughout school. So, like, cutting my hair and, like, kind of having this small little afro, it was weird. I felt kind of vulnerable, like a new person. So that was kind of strange for me.
Did you feel groaned, or, like, were you just like, oh, I don't know?
I kind of felt like, you know, I don't know. I kind of feel younger with, like, shorter hair.
Oh, really?
That makes sense. I feel like when my hair is longer, I feel more grown.
All right. Well, when was like the first time you had a weave? Was that shortly after that?
Yes. So that was actually before that.
Oh, okay.
So my cousin is like a beautician. Like she does hair, she does makeup, she does nails. And she would like use her little cousins as basically like models for her. Like she would just do our hair for no reason, or like do our nails for no reason. So when I was like 16, I went to New York for my birthday, and she was like, I'm just going to put weave in your hair. And I was like, okay, I don't know how that's going to go with my parents, because my dad is like super protective. Like he wants me to look like a little girl basically at that time. So he was like, I don't know how I feel about putting weave in your hair and da da da. But my mom was like kind of okay with it. She was like, she can try it and we'll see how it goes. So I got it done, and it was like kind of like the same blowout look, but she like curled it. So it was like this big blowout curls, and it was super long. It was like past my bust a little bit. And then I had bangs, so I didn't have to have like a closure or anything. It was just out.
So you look like SZA?
Basically, yes. Oh my gosh. What? Basically. And I love that hair so much. Like, it was so, I felt like that was so me. Like, just the big hair and like the curls. Like, I loved it. But then a couple of days passed and I wanted to scratch my head and it just wasn't working. I just felt like claustrophobic in my own headspace. So I had it for a couple of days. I took a lot of pictures because, you know, I had to document my experience. I don't have those pictures now because those were on my computer. Yeah, I like the what do you call that? I used to have a Vio computer where you could like shoot yourself on it and do like photo shoots, like mini photo shoots on the computer. But I don't have that computer anymore. And that was like high school too, like beginning of high school. So, you know, I came back with my pictures, you know, I was like, look at my hair, y'all. Okay. But it did not last for long. I had to like immediately take it out because it just felt uncomfortable. I guess because I was so used to having my natural hair out. It was just weird having a whole other head on top of my hair.
Had you ever had like braids with extensions?
Yes. I have like multiple braid stories. But the first time I like, because I always like to experiment on my hair. Like, if you know me, you know I have like a different style like every month, basically. Now it's like every day because my natural hair is out. But the first time I did like Senegalese twist by myself, it took me like 13 hours to do my whole head. Like, it was literally the struggle. My fingers were crooked and bent. Okay. I could not. They were just going through it. I was like in my bathroom on the floor watching Netflix, just trying to get my hair done. And it was the day before Thanksgiving, like that night. So I literally stayed up the whole night, didn't even go to sleep. My mom woke up and we just went right into cooking. Like, it was just a flow. It was so much. And it didn't even look that cute.
What?
I didn't know like how
you
much
didn't like it.
No, but of course I'm better with it now. You know, I can do my hair now. But since it was my first time, I was like scared of using too much hair and then running out of hair. So my twists were super small. And I have a lot of hair. So it was like a little bitty twist for like a huge chunk of my head. So it was just horrible. But it was a lesson.
So 13 hours.
Yes.
I've never tried to do like my own braids. Mm-hmm. But I did like my own micro links, which was like tiny strand.
Yeah.
And I had to like part and like clamp hair onto my head.
It's just too much.
And that, yeah, it was a lot.
See, I don't mind paying people to do my hair now because I'm not gonna sit there for 13 to 12 hours and do my hair. It's not happening. I don't know. I just like the versatility of my hair. Like, I feel like especially with black hair, there's like so many things you can do. And I just wanna try everything. I do. Yeah, that was my senior year of high school, too, because that was the first time I got my hair twisted with extensions, so I wanted to try it for myself. That way I didn't have to pay people, but now I see why you pay people for your hair.
It's just too much on your own.
Yeah.
So how did you transition going into college? I mean, you've already been learning quite a lot about your hair, so I guess it wasn't that hard for you.
Yeah, it's like so different because, like I said, I have a lot of hair, like not even a lot of hair, but just the thickness of my hair is so much. And my hair is usually on the drier side. So like finding a routine where I can like oil my hair, make sure I wash it in a specific time, making sure my ends are good. Like that was all a learning experience for me coming into college, because you have such a busy schedule already. And then worrying about your hair is like a whole other thing. Like wash day is real. Like people don't believe me when I say I take like 5 hours to do my whole wash routine. Like that's very serious. I have to plan out my day to make sure everything can go down. It's crazy. But coming into college, I like found it easier to do protective styles. Mm-hmm. That way I don't have to have my hands in my hair like every single day, you know, like every other week or something. I can like oil my scalp, get it together, I can give it a little wash, and then keep it moving. So that really helped me.
What kind of protective styles do you wear?
I usually go for like braids or twists or crochet braids. Like crochet braids are like my thing now. Really love crochet mm-hmm. braids. That's actually my next style. I'm going for crochet braids.
Hey, I really want some too, but I can't braid my hair. So.
Listen, I feel like that's the next task for me, to like learn how to cornrow my own hair.
Yeah, that would be dope. Even just flat twist, something. Just get it out the way.
I can't do like more than two and then I just jack up my head.
So you have to do like two big ones or something.
Yeah, I can't do like the cornrow style flat twist. It just has to be two, one on either side of my head, and I'm good. I'm good.
That's dope. So what are some of your, like you said crochet is your favorite. Did you have like free crochet hair? Or were they always, like, crochet braids?
They were, like, free. So that's the thing. I, like, order from this one company that sells, like, really pretty, beautiful hair that, like, matches my hair texture really well. So I use that as crochet braids. That way I don't have to, like, have my own hair out. It can just be in there and be cute. People are like, is that your hair? I'm what's like, that? Be crowned. Be crowned.
Oh, hair. Okay.
They kind of tried it the last time I ordered from them, but you know. Be okay. So
I heard of this other one too.
Yes.
Hold on, I have to look up the name.
Be crowned. Because like the owner lives in China. She's like a teacher in China. So like the shipping is just, it takes a little minute.
Oh, I see. That is pretty though.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I love how it looks. And it looks very natural. And like the more you wear it, the more it looks natural. So I love it.
Yeah, I can't think of the other one that was like similar. What's it called? Latch and hook.
Latched and
hooked. So, hold on. Latched and hooked.
Oh, okay. I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. They sell like the free crochet hair.
Mm-hmm. I love
it. Maybe that's like similar.
I love that like all of these companies are like coming up with natural hair extensions, like heat-free hair. They have like their own line of like kinky clip-ins. Like that's super cool. Like, and I feel like that's very recent that people are doing that.
Yeah, because everybody needs that now. Like, you want it to look natural, but you also want to give your hair a break.
Exactly.
And yourself a break.
Okay. These fingers, they don't need that stress. But it's super cool. I love it. I have another one, but I can't.
I need to try them.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
And they have like different hair textures too. That's what I love. Like there's like kinky, and then there's like mix, and then there's curly and wavy. And, you know, it doesn't just cater to one hair type, it's like for everyone. So
I like this Angelique curl.
Yo. Okay, the Angelique. I love the Akari, because that's like really close to my
my. Oh yeah, that's cute.
Gives you a little wave.
It looks like a really nice flat twist out.
Yeah,
like, you know.
See, exactly.
Super juicy.
You have to make them think. Like, is that her hair? Yes.
That's what I'd be thinking about your hair.
Oh, really?
Girl, I don't know. You disguise it so well. I just be like, oh, that's cute. I just be like, oh, that must have been like a super bomb, like Bantu knot or something. Thank I don't know. You.
See, somebody asked me the other day, because right now I'm like wearing a curly wig and I love this wig. It's really amazing. But I had my hair slicked back. And then the next day, I wore like a wig, and they were like, "How do you do that?" I was like, "Don't ask me, don't ask me questions about my life, honey. Just enjoy it.
These are my secrets.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy it."
Is it the one that you have on your Instagram with you and Monica?
Yes.
That is that the wig? Yeah, yes. That is so pretty.
Thank you. And I feel like this one
is that synthetic or
yes, I got this for $30. Okay.
How do you keep it up? Like, how do you maintain it?
You know what? That's the thing. Like, I always with my hair, I usually like not necessarily detangle, but I make sure I like spray it with like I use like braiding spray for like my wig. I use like the braiding spray and I'll like redo the curls or I'll fluff it out or I'll separate them. That kind of thing where it like always looks fresh every single time. And with me, I kind of cut it too because sometimes your curls start straightening out. So I just cut it to like reshape it and things like that. That's how I keep up my hair.
Oh, because mine are like, I made a bang. I have a synthetic one that's curly.
Yes.
And I cut a bang into it and it's like frizzy now. And I'm like.
Yeah. And with some wigs that works. Like yeah. With this one, because this one didn't like, have a bang. It was like lace and it was to the side. But I don't know how to redo a lace part. So I was like, you're going to be a bang.
Right?
You're just going to be a bang right now. So that's what I did.
Maybe I can try to twist it up and revive it with like.
Yes, for sure.
Product.
See, I can't comb this one out because it's synthetic and I'm be looking real crazy if I try to comb it.
Yeah, I can't comb it either. I don't know. Is it good? Am I going to get something else?
Just get another one.
Maybe I can get some of this crochet hair and make a wig.
Yes, you can. See, my new thing is like making ponytails. With braiding hair.
I want a ponytail.
Okay. Sorry. No. Because, like, I, like, recorded a video. I haven't posted it yet. But it's, like, where I make a ponytail, like, my process. And now I'm making another one for poetry night. And it's just,
yes, let us know.
Use those resources. Sorry. Yes. No. Go
ahead. I'm sorry. I felt like. A couple of different ponytails yesterday. I was actually at a funeral, but their hair was bomb. I was like, I really wanted to ask her, but I couldn't because she was like super sad, but her hair was like.
Be like, I know you're mourning right now, but your hair, sis, what's going on?
She did it. I was like, girl.
You gotta get them hair secrets really quick. Like, my condolences, but where'd you get your hair from?
What you doing? If you came in there, it's late. But that's the part of my family that always looks good, you know? Like, yes. They just be looking good, so you just be like, okay, cool.
Yes. Like, some of my family, like, all of my family has, like, really thick, beautiful hair. And I'm just like, can you all do my hair for the one time?
Right?
Just help me out.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
You know, you want to slide any tips to me? What products do you use? Like,
I know. That's always the thing, but you just got to ask because they probably are just trying stuff out too.
Yes.
Okay, well, put me on with these ponytails. I'll be having ponytails. Maybe I'll have a little bit of hair for some more time because I was really just talking to my sister about cutting all my hair off.
Girl.
So, I mean, I could still cut it all off and make me some crochet wigs. So, you know, either way,
that's very true.
But I'm excited.
Listen, these ponytails are the new wave. They really are. And they're super easy to do. All you need is like braiding hair if you want to curl it or if you want to braid it.
True. Because you can just put rollers in it and put it in hot water,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And then attach it to your ponytail. See, I got you. I got you. It's super easy. Like, it does not even take that much.
Okay. Yes. I need to learn this. So, when is this video going live?
Well, soon. You see what happened was. No, seriously. I, like, lost my memory card at ATV Festival. Don't know where it is. But when I find it, I'm gonna post it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Don't worry. I still got you, though, because I can just make a new one. I'm making another one tonight, so I'm all good.
Sometimes you just need something quick and easy. So if you could just get your hair slicked back, that's a hard process already. Oh, you just have the ponytail and throw it on.
I know gelling your hair down is like a whole nother thing in and of itself.
Right. I'm not even good at that either, but we're just going to wet my whole head and just try.
See, I can't even wet my hair because it shrinks so much. So I have to like put it in the ponytail, then gel it down and, you know, brush it until it doesn't come up anymore or curl back up anymore. Then I tie it down. I mean, my tip is like socks. Tie it with socks. Very long socks. Because at my school, at my high school, I used to wear a uniform. So I have like a lot of long socks that I just don't use anymore. So I just tie them up. Like,
that's so. I've never heard of that. It's, other than using like a sock for like a bun sock, you know?
Yeah, like what I do, because they're super long, so they can wrap all the way around your head. And you know, when you use like a bandana, it doesn't go all the way around, and you still want to slick the back of your hair. So you just, what do you call those things? The paper things? You know, like when you're trying to get your hair slicked down at the hair salon and they use the foam, paper. Just use it like that. You tie it and you're good the next day. It has to be a thick sock though, so it can lay down.
It's good. I love you like improvising.
I have to use them. I have like hair socks and then hair toothbrushes for gel.
She gotta have the toothbrush.
You gotta keep them separate. I'm getting all the secrets of the trade right now.
You are like letting all the tips go.
Okay, you have to let them know. You have to inform them.
A hair sock.
A hair sock. Like a sock.
To get your edges laid.
But a sock for your edges. There you go.
Oh my God. I have like a little wrap thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't really be trying to lay baby hairs, so.
It don't work. Like I said in the beginning, my hair kind of attached to my eyebrow, so if I try to go for the baby hair, it's just going to go all down my face. It's just going to go all down my face, and that's
just not going to have a forehead.
It's just not the business, so we just need to be slick back, and I'm good.
The other way. Okay.
I'm good.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
I can never get my hair super flat, so maybe I'm missing the sock.
Maybe.
So I need to try this out,
Try the sock, yes.
Because my hair, it don't be flat. It just, like, you know, I can do it when it's wet, but then it, like, once it dries, all my hair, like, pops out, and it's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, oh, no. You're supposed to be slipped down.
Exactly. Yes, try that sock. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. You might have a headache if you tie it too tight, so don't do that. But, you know, just get it right there at the right amount of pressure, and you're good.
I'm going to need this to be in the video as well with the
I can do, like, the whole gelling process. how I gel my hair.
So now we're gonna have two videos.
You see that whole gelling process of how I gel my hair. That's it. That's it.
That's super cool.
Thanks.
Where do you learn this stuff from?
I just make it up as I go. I make it up as I go. I experiment. Whatever works, works. And whatever is like near you at that specific time, you just use whatever you have, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what I do. I like try, like I literally experiment with my hair. Like I tried everything. Like, and I watch YouTube videos a lot when it comes to doing hair. So I've like tried to curl my hair with straws, like just some crazy stuff.
Did that work for you?
It did not, because my hair texture. Yeah, see, my hair texture was just not having it because I have 4C hair and my hair takes super long to dry. So, like, nope. I didn't do it.
Oh. Do you have like high porosity hair?
I'm not even sure.
Is that low porosity? I need to figure out my porosity because my products are not reacting the way I want them to. And my hair always is dry.
Same. Yeah, so I feel that.
I'm like. Or it just always looks super dry too. Mm-hmm. And then when I put stuff in it, it doesn't really matter. It just gets more frizzy.
Exactly. I'm like,
girl, I don't know. I'd be about to shave my head.
Well, you can do it, you know. Do it. Well, I don't want to say don't. You know, whatever makes you feel comfortable, I feel like you should do it.
Am I ever going to be comfortable?
Well, if you don't have no hair, you know.
I guess I won't have anything to worry about.
I feel like, well, a lot of people say it's easier.
Yeah.
Because you just wash it.
Like less to worry about.
Come out, exactly. You don't have to style. Well, you don't really have to style it. No. You can put in your little creams, your little oils, and then keep it moving.
That's true. I might could still slick it down and use the sock.
See, the sock will always come in handy. I got you. I got you.
Do you have any other like tips from college you've learned or anything that you want to do with your hair next? I don't know.
Anything I want to do. I kind of want to try like more wigs because right now I only have one wig. So I want to try different styles. Gerard was actually telling me I should try like bone straight because I do not plan on straightening my hair anytime soon. But I guess like getting a wig that can fit on my head because I have a big head and having it straight, I think that would be super cool. Like that would be really cute. Or maybe even color.
Ooh.
Yeah, but not my real hair again, because that's not happening.
Not a wig.
But
yeah.
I have like a whole Pinterest board of like colored hair. Like, I really want to explore.
What color?
See, when I was in high school, I really wanted to dye my hair like a deep jet blue, like that blue black, where you can't really see that it's blue until you're like in the sunlight or something. Mm-hmm. I even bought the hair dye, but I like never did it just because I didn't want to mess up my hair. I love it. I love that color. Or like this, I don't even know what to call this brown, but it's kind of reddish. It's not like maroon and it's not like ginger, but it's like a deepish brownish red. I get like a brick red. Like a brick. I guess that's what you call it. That's cute. But those are my two colors.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to have a straight jet blue black wig.
Yeah.
And then like the red one. I don't know how that's going to be styled.
It could be like a scissor look for the red one. Yes.
You can bring it back.
I'll bring it back to the scissor. Okay.
I gotta see that.
I need to find those.
No, you're just gonna do it again.
Just have that whole style again. It would be super cute. But again, I would have to take it out in like 3 days. I just can't.
Well, you could do a wig and you could just take it off whenever.
That's so true. Like a customized wig.
You know, them wigs, those lace fronts, they cost the money, so you got to save your coins.
Yeah, that's a negative.
But they last for a long time.
That's true.
And you'll have it forever.
See, if you take care of anything, you know, it might last for a long time, too. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You've inspired me with this crochet hair.
Yes. Definitely try it. And it's easy. Like, as soon as you have it, all you have to do, because I feel like with crochet hair, like free crochet hair, it's almost like having a weave, but like there's no wefts. Like, it's just like the cornrows, and you can still oil your scalp. You can still like moisturize your own hair while still having other hair out. So I feel like that's why I like it so much.
Yeah. These are really cute, the one on Brie Crowned as well. So I will definitely look into that and let you know how it goes. Mm-hmm. I just need to get a breakdown from somebody.
That's the dilemma.
Because you can't do it with your two big flat twists.
You cannot. I mean, you could try. You could like make a whole new style. Just two twists and then crochet all in between it.
It would be like kind of like a mohawk kind of look.
Exactly. See, look, you're already creating the style.
Like. Nah, I don't think we can do that. Because I would just be putting crochet hair on like the hair that's not in the twist, but just like leading up to the twist.
Right.
So.
No, that's probably not the way to go. Because, you know, that bothers me too. When you have like crochet braids and then the braids are too far apart and it's just a big part in your head.
Yeah.
That's not the look.
All right. Well, I guess we can go into the curly five questions I ask every guest.
Okay.
Number one, if you could have one hair product, what would it be, specific or general?
Okay. I know which one. It would be curl formers. Does that count as like a product?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've never tried curl formers.
I think those are super cool. And I feel like if my hair wanted to behave right, they would look really dope on my hair.
Have you tried it a lot or you just started?
No, I've never actually had curl formers. So I just would like experiment how that would be. Like without my hair being blow dried or anything, just like natural hair, using product, putting it in and taking it out. I would love to see how that looked.
Yeah. I want to try that too. I've only tried the, what's it called? The Flexi Rods.
Yes. I have those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, wash and goes or twist outs?
Ooh, twist outs. Okay. My wash and goes do not exist because I cannot wash and go. Yes. I will look like a bald man. Okay. I will just have no hair that's out.
My hair shrinks so bad.
I have to give it some time.
Yeah. Okay.
So twist outs.
My wash and goes don't look good till like the third day because my hair shrinks a lot in the middle of my head.
Yeah.
So the bottom of my hair is like super long because it's like a looser texture. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with my head. But the middle of my hair is like up to my ears and the bottom of my hair is like at my collarbones.
So like, that's the same thing, but like reversed with my hair. Like, The middle of my hair is very like wavy, and then the rest of my hair is like super kinky, super curly.
Right. What are our scalps doing?
I don't know. They like to play games.
They don't want us to be great.
They don't at all.
They do not. If you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
Oh, girl. If I could go back in time, I would say stop blow drying / straightening your hair at that salon. Because they did not. I went to a specific salon, and they really
did. You go like to the Dominican?
I sure did, and they okay. Like at a Dominican salon, your hair is already straight through the blow dryer. Like,
right?
That's true. Can't get any straighter, and then they go through it again with like the flat iron. It just wasn't conducive to my hair, so I would not do that again.
Do you put any heat on your hair now or no?
I don't. No, I let it air dry. I don't straighten my hair. I don't blow dry my hair. I mean, eventually I'll straighten it again, but like not right now.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. What's one tip or trick that you've learned with your hair? Or another one, because you've told us a couple.
Another trick. Well, I make a lot of, like, natural, I guess, what do you call them? Not, like, conditioner, but I guess, like, ooh, treatments. Yes, but, like, with very weird foods. So it's not going to smell too good, but it'll do your hair some good. Like, I use apple cider
vinegar. It works?
Yeah. Like, I use apple cider vinegar a lot. I like using honey. I do eggs sometimes mayonnaise. So it doesn't smell too good, but
is it hard to get out?
No, it's not. Because there's even a mask that they sell at the beauty supply store where it's like hair mayonnaise, which actually does smell good because they don't manufacture it and everything. But
yeah,
it's super cool. I love using it because it gives my hair a lot of life, I guess. Like, it gives it a lot of nourishment.
That's true. I used to use that when I was younger.
Yeah.
And like a year ago, I was started back using it. Mm-hmm. So I guess I need to go get some more.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it makes your hair like really soft.
Exactly.
Sometimes that doesn't smell the best, but it's like fine. Yes. You
know? See, they used to make it the hair mayonnaise in the beauty supply stores where they did not smell good at all. But I guess now they have to produce to the public. So now they smell really good. But
what brand do you get?
Oh, what? See, I'm looking at it right now. I'm actually going to grab it so I know what it's called.
Is it yellow?
Yeah, and it has like a green top. It's Originals by Africa's Best.
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, that's the one I use. And Shea Moisture. I use Shea Moisture's treatments too for my hair.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you just be loving your little hair.
Well, I do a lot with it, so I gotta.
I know. You're really good with it.
Thank you.
And then the last question I have is, what is some advice you would give someone looking to start embracing their natural hair?
Some advice I would give is, I guess, learning about your hair first. There's like a variety of products now, and sometimes I get caught up in that too, like using all these different products just because people say they're good or because you see them on TV. But like just learning what is good for your hair and what your hair can take. Like sometimes I use things and they like overcrowd my hair. Like my hair gets really like clumpy or the product is too heavy for my hair. Just like learning what is good for your hair. What nourishes your hair, what doesn't make it dry, what doesn't like overload it, is like a good way to start. And that takes a little bit of time. You have to know which products you can use, so sometimes it takes a little trying out, but once you get it, just stick to that routine, you know, keep it together. And if it's not working for you can try something else. So
I guess that's where I am. I just need to keep trying.
Yes. You just gotta try.
And like try some new products, because there's so many out there. Like you said, it's like, what do I use?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been using the same conditioner and shampoo forever. And I'm like, you know what? My hair still feels kind of dry. So I'm gonna try something else. And I'm in love with it. I love it.
What is it?
See, I have to go look for it again because it's in my bathroom.
I just love the thing and it's so good.
Because I legit forgot the name. Okay, I use Suave Professionals and they have like a natural hairline. So yeah, it's like almond and shea butter. So I use that. And their bottles are huge.
That's what we need, a lot of conditioner.
I use a lot in my hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Suave.
That's cool.
Yes.
Okay, take it back to Suave.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I don't know, I feel like you gave us a lot of good nuggets.
Yes, thank you for
having me. I didn't know about crochet hair.
Thank you.
Know about Suave?
See?
Socks?
It goes back to the socks. You gotta get them socks. But thank you for having me. This was super fun. And I love what you're doing with Proud and Curly. It is amazing. I'm gonna shout you out. If you guys haven't followed her on Instagram, you need to follow her. Proud and Curly on Facebook. Okay, follow this podcast. Oh. It's super amazing. And Sierra is a very hard worker. So you guys give her some support.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yes.
Now you should probably do yours. Just go ahead and shout yourself out again, you know. We're okay. just in case you missed it.
Okay, so again, my name is Amelia. I am Disparate Amelia on all forms of social media. That's DISPARATE. And then Amelia as an Earhart, because sometimes people spell it wrong. Okay? So, yes. But... So I have a YouTube channel. I'm on Instagram as well as Twitter. And then I have a photography, I guess you can call it, page called Disparate Artistry. So you guys can check me out on there as well.
It was super fun chatting with Amelia. I hope you guys found some gems in there. Here's a few takeaways from today's episode. Number one, try out protective styles like crochet hair to give you more versatility. Number two, if you see someone whose hair is laid, don't be afraid to ask what they use and what they do. Number three, don't sleep on these synthetic ponytails. Hopefully her tutorial comes out soon. Number four, get creative and use what's around you, even if that's a sock. And number five, learn what products work with your hair by trial and error. Just keep on trying. And that wraps up episode 7 of the Proud and Curly podcast. If you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And go ahead and check out the last few episodes if you haven't heard them already. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcasts app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.